To make a really good animated film, you have to study the way humans and animals move. And sometimes you have to study nature. In this dramatic scene from the new movie, The Good Dinosaur, a young dinosaur named Arlo is chasing a little thief who's been stealing his family's food. Arlo's not looking where he's going. He slips. And falls into the river. Panic-stricken, he gasps for air. Underwater, his legs flail, his body goes hurtling down raging rapids. To understand what the scene would look and feel like, Pixar animators and a special effects team took their own trip down some rapids. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The splashes, the currents, the rocks, the sound. Details are so vivid in this movie, you can feel the fear when Arlo gets swept away by the currents.
This is a survival movie. How could we test Arlo?
Peter Sohn directed The Good Dinosaur. He knew he wanted Arlo's biggest test to come from nature, especially this river that snakes through the mountains. But Sohn is a city kid. He grew up in the Bronx, where his parents ran a grocery store.
I'd never really experienced this type of rugged terrain before, and although I had witnessed a lot of it through movies.
Supervising technical director Sanjay Bakshi says he was concerned when he realized a river was going to be central to the story.
That was a big kind of technical challenge for us because we've done movies where we've had rivers, but never to the extreme of every sequence having a river and the river behaving so differently. In some scenes, it's calm and placid, and in others, it's really rapidly moving and spraying.
For research, they looked at images of rivers in various stages, from flash floods to gentle currents. They studied how light penetrates water. They took two rafting trips, one to study a river at its most peaceful, and another to experience rapids.
You know, the roller coaster ride where you're just being, you know, hit left and right with, you know, big wafts of ice-cold water.
For that experience, Sohn and a team of animators and special effects artists headed to the American River in Sacramento. Lighting supervisor Jonathan Pitko went along.
I told a couple people that I was going to do it at work, and they were like, oh yeah, make sure the oar doesn't like bump your teeth out.
To hear Pitko tell it, there were class 4 and 5 rapids.
And the guide is the only person that knows what they're doing. They have 6 people who, you know, work at computers all day and probably don't get out that much. And, you know, he's like, when I tell you to row, you all row at the same time.
And 4. And lean in, lean in.
Pete Sohn and Sanjay Bakshi attached cameras to their helmets.
They had all these kind of terrifying names for little areas that we were going to go to. You know, like, this is the Widowmaker turn. And you're like, what? And this is, you know, the bus crash.
3 people fell out, including Bakshi.
Pete Sohn claimed to reach out to help us, and like, no, you didn't try to help us, right?
I guarantee you, if you look at that footage, you will see my hand reaching out and grabbing, you know, Kevin O'Hara, the animator's leg, trying to do something, and I did try to help.
In the footage from the trip Sohn gave to NPR, he even slowed down the part where they fell out. You can see it at NPR.org and judge for yourself. Once safely back at their computers at Pixar, the raft trip survivors say they consulted that footage when creating the scene when Arlo falls into the river, a scene they call swept away. Peter Sohn says the adventure convinced them Arlo would be utterly terrified. In this movie, Mother Nature, from storms to carnivores, is formidable.
The idea of nature becoming that antagonist got very exciting for us because, yeah, you really can't beat nature. You could never defeat it, but you could survive it. And that was something that started hitting into what Arlo learns about loss and about fear, that, you know, like, you can't beat fear, but you can find ways to get through it.
Where are you going? I need to get home.
Whether it's ferocious or calm, Arlo must reckon with the river.
He slowly realizes that this river can take him back home. And it kind of essentially becomes our yellow brick road.
For these digital wizards, these animators and special effects artists, making this river was quite a journey. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.